Good morning and happy, happy new year. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
Sunday Soul Connection, and acknowledge and appreciate you taking 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join in our community as we deepen down in our connection with the source of all that is God in us as us. And as we begin our first Sunday for 2022, I trust you all carried out your list, your rituals. It's been a ritual of mine now for several years. I'll write my gratitude list, what I've been grateful for in the past year, what I wish to be grateful for in the coming year, my list of forthcoming attractions. But I always start off first with doing the letting go. Sometimes it feels like the list gets longer. Certainly this year, I had a lot to let go of. There's a lot that had annoyed, angered, frustrated, and just irritated me. And as I wrote and I was starting to scribble furiously, I was becoming conscious of how much I had internalized all of this stuff that had been happening and continues to happen in the news and in our world today. And when I burnt it, I've got it down pat to fold it and light four corners so that it all burns evenly, and then just to wash the ashes down the sink. And as I'm washing the ashes away, I'm affirming that I'm no longer attached to all of the things that I've just let go of, that I'm not bringing it with me. It's burnt, it's let go of. I can't drag it back up. I can't resuscitate or resurrect it. And then I like to go to my back door and open it up and say goodbye to 2021. And for all that it brought me, the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, and everything in between. Then I go to my front door and welcome in 2022. Then I like to get my white sage and smudge the whole house, front and back as well, and the car, to get rid of any negative energy that I have brought in or continued to allow to dwell. And then having done all of that, I go and take my shower to purify and cleanse and release. And then I'm ready to do prayers for everyone. And by now it's about 12:30. And as I light up and I call each person's name that I can think of, and then I check my phone directory to make sure I haven't missed everyone, to ask blessings for 2022 for them. Because I believe more important than setting resolutions that easily we can break, and we've talked about this on previous Sunday Soul, is to set the intention. whilst I hold the intention for each and every one to have good health, to have a stronger connection in their faith to God, what really matters is the intentions you set for yourself. And as we've covered over the years, there is no age limit to fulfilling your potential. God is no respecter of age. We know that he used Moses and Abraham, and they well into the latter years. So this morning, our first Sunday for Sunday Soul, whilst it was fascinating to look at some of the rituals that happened across the world. We know in Spain they like to celebrate at midnight by eating grapes as the clock strikes to see how many they can finish eating before the bell stops ringing, so that they feel that they've eaten their way into a new year of prosperity. In South Africa, people like to throw out old furniture, symbolizing casting away their burdens and problems of the first of the previous year and embracing a fresh start. Could be a bit expensive. Colombia, they like to grab an empty suitcase and run round the block at the stroke of midnight, and the faster that you run, that will show how much traveling you're going to do. Scotland, I like to do what's known as first footing. So if you're the first person to cross over the threshold on the new year, it's customary that you bring a gift for good luck. Either coin or bread or salt or coal or whiskey, something that represents prosperity or food or flavor or warmth and good cheer. In Ireland, they like to grab a loaf of bread and bang it against a wall. Any wall will do, loudly. This is to banish the bad luck and bad spirits from the house. Siberia, they like to cut a hole in the ice and jump into the lake. I think we can all agree that we'll pass on that one. New Zealand, they like to bang pots and pans loudly. Chile, this often a spoonful of lentils is eaten at midnight, meaning that the year will be filled with work opportunities and money. In Russia, they like to write a wish on a piece of paper, burn it and throw it in a champagne glass, and then drink it before the clock is 12:01. Japan, the locals like to visit their shrines and temples, where the bells chime a sacred 108 times. Oh, and Brazil, usually it's warm there, so they head to the beach, and then they like to jump 7 waves, one for each day of the week, while making the same number of wishes in the new year. Bolivia, the people like to bake a tasty treat with a coin inside, and whoever finds that coin while eating the slice is guaranteed good luck. And in America, they like to watch the ball drop in Times Square and kiss each other on the strike of midnight. So we all have our own little traditions and rituals, and I'm sure that you have yours as well. But what matters is the recognition that the new year, well, and we always say any time is a good time, is to start to fulfill your potential. Our potentials are not limited by our age, by our resources, by our education, by anything. Our potential is only limited by our reluctance or resistance to step up, step forward, step into whatever it is that we've been thinking about doing. So my quote that I shared yesterday announcing Sunday Soul was abbreviated. Let me share what it says in its entirety by Ellen Goodman. She said, "We spend January the 1st walking through our lives room by room, drawing up a list of work to be done, cracks to be patched. Maybe this year we ought to walk through the rooms of our lives, not looking for flaws, but looking for potential." I was so struck with that. Because it's always, and it's very easy, to critique ourselves. And there's a difference, I believe, in reflection. And I did send out the notifications of the reflections that we will be doing in our meditation this morning. But there's a difference between reflecting and criticizing ourselves. And it's very easy for people to critique themselves in a negative and limited and a destructive way, rather than reflecting and see how what experience each thing brought to them. Or what did they learn? What did they grow? How did it expand them? How did it make them see things differently? And the reflection is certainly different from looking back and critiquing your past. We are all experiencing challenges on this journey called life. But we are all meant to grow and expand from them, to learn from them. And I believe that reflecting on that and trying not to be judgmental or critical, but being objective, can help us in navigating forward how best to live the best life we were meant to live. My sacred text is from Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I love this reading from Isaiah because it's a confirmation that constantly living in the past, dwelling on the past, and believing that the past is what is going to really direct our paths for our present and our future is so wrong. Everything that God does, it's new. Every morning, our blessings are new. Every morning, every day, every moment in each day, God can do a new thing for us, through us, if we allow it. And He's given us that instruction. Stop holding on to the past. Stop living in the past. Stop, I used to. And no matter longer what you used to be able to do, as we age and grow, the body changes and we no longer are as quick as we used to be, as sturdy as we used to be able to walk or run as fast as we. These things change. It isn't about lamenting it. It's about acknowledging, accepting it, but moving forward knowing that whatever else needs to happen, you'll be able to make it so. He says, do you not see it? Are you not able to recognize it? Even in the midst of all your limited and negative thinking, the wilderness, as he calls it, the wasteland, he's making it new. So, my beloved, it's so symbolic when we start a new year to think of it as an opportunity to begin again. And that's okay. That's fine. It's been so entrenched, ingrained in us, it's very hard sometimes for us to shift out of that way of thinking. It matters not. If this new year, this beginning of January, gives you the impetus to start, to begin, to whatever it is, so be it. That's okay. My poem is by Lucille Clifton, which I love. I shared it earlier this week. She says, I'm running into a new year, and the old years blow back like a wind that I catch in my hair, like strong fingers, like all my old promises, and it will be hard to let go of what I said to myself about myself when I was 16 and 26 and 36 and even 36, but I'm running into a new year, and I beg what I love and I leave to forgive me. Yes, all of us have made our mistakes. And yes, all of us need and require forgiveness for the things we did well in, sometimes the things we did not so well, the things we could even do better. And I love how she says it so beautifully, to run into the new year and the old years are blowing back. There is a time for reflection and there is a time for us to move on and a time for us to recognize what no longer serves us. My science of mind reading is entitled Spiritual Purification in Process. The first quote comes from Ram Dass. The offering up or cleaning up ego stuff is called purification. Purification is the act of letting go. This is done out of discriminative awareness. That is, you understand that you are an entity passing through a life in which the entire drama is an offering for your awakening. There must be a There must be a recognition that the power of the word operating as the truth and reality of being can do all things. The author writes, an interesting phenomenon happens when you commit to being more loving in your life. Out of nowhere, it seems, your mouth can speak unkind words or your brain can think angry thoughts. It's not your imagination, and it's all part of the healing process. Whenever we declare our highest intention, unwanted emotions show up to be healed. Unless we are aware of this fact, our experience can be discouraging and disappointing. The process is a type of spiritual purification, cleaning out the old feelings so our new intention can shine through. The first time I declared joy as my purpose, I cried at least once a day for 60 days. I felt so frustrated until I understood the process. I finally let myself grieve and release all the pent-up pain and suffering. The crying eventually stopped and the quiet presence of joy filled my heart. Author Tokopar Turner says, learning to welcome our dark guests is a source of great personal potency, but it also changes the way we move in the world. She says, as we learn to love all aspects of ourselves, we come into greater compassion for others. Claim a divine ideal for yourself. Joy, love, peace, harmony, clarity, unity, or wholeness. Know that this ideal is already working its way into your thinking, into your speaking, and into the cells of your body. Just be patient. It has a little spring cleaning to do first. I love several things about that reading. I love the Ram Dass says that we are an entity passing through a life which is the entire drama is an offering for our awakening. I think that most of us would be challenged to see any dramas that we are in the midst as being an opportunity for our awakening. But that's an invitation perhaps for 2022 when we are going through our stuff to remember this is for our awakening, this is for our deepening. This is for our connecting and communing with the source of all that is, the ground of our being, in a more deeper and faithful level. And I love that Ernest says about the power of our word. When we recognize it as the truth, that we can direct it to bring the reality of what we want into our lives. I was at my friend's yesterday, and his mom, bless her, had great pain and suffering in her hip and her leg, and I knew that as she kept stating how this leg was bad and how this leg is suffering, that she was speaking the word against the very things that she wanted. I wanted to say something to the corrector, but I thought she's in her 80s, and I know that she will not change, because I know my friend has tried with her. And whilst I know that age is not a determinant in whether we can accept truth, but I also recognize there's so many people that are entrenched in the traditional way of Christian thinking that what might be considered new age or new thought way of thinking is a challenge for them. And so I held her in prayer, knowing the truth for her was that her body was an expression and a temple of the divine, that wholeness and right and perfect life is her birthright. So there's a couple of short stories that I wanted to share, and these are people who went and fulfilled their potential. The first one is called This Brave New World. 3 weeks before the world shut down, a date on a Central Park bench lasts 16 hours. She's an Afro-Caribbean PhD candidate writing a dissertation on interracial love in colonial Africa. I, a white high school English teacher, writing a novel about interracial love in the American South. Suddenly, people are dying and we are driving to Atlanta. Time spent with my family and in my hometown with its Confederate monuments, our love defies power and typical timelines. A return to book-laid masked marches, and then our wedding, May 2021. Our brave new world. We will raise children in it. I love this little story, this tiny story about the fresh start. People looking aside and beyond the odds, and willing to take a chance with each other to live up to the potential of what that love could be. My second story is entitled, Now It's All Fresh Fish. We are grandparents, the age when most couples stay put. We needed something new, I said, as our Trader Joe's fish defrosted in our suburban Maryland kitchen. Why not sell the house? We're retired, the kids are settled, and you know it's been my dream to live abroad while we still can. My dream, not his. He looks at me, his face inscrutable. 3 years, 2 funerals, and 2 weddings later, we still eat fish for dinner, but it's caught in Clew Bay near our home in the shadow of Crockpatrick. We're old, we're new, we're together in Ireland. You're never too old to live your dream. She fulfilled her potential desire to live abroad, and her husband went with her, and they're eating fresh fish. And so, my beloveds, on this special first Sunday, I'd like to do a special meditation for our new year. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Just place your attention in your heart. That sanctuary of the soul, that monastery of the spirit. And just allow your attention to be with a gentle inhalation and exhalation. And just allow yourself to acknowledge gratitude, not only for your heart, but for the work and all the systems of your entire being, this wonderful temple of the living God. Now take a moment to think of one thing that is the highlight of your year. Something maybe that you accomplished. Something that, as you look back, you consider to be one of the best memories. Think of one thing that really disappointed you. maybe it was a missed opportunity or something you failed to do that you promised yourself that you would do. No judgment, no critiquing, just an acknowledgement of it. Think of one unexpected event that shifted your priorities, a game changer. Think of one thing that you really put your energy into, that you really focused on. Think of one thing you didn't get round to. Take a moment to think about all of these things in the way of how it's going to help you move forward in 2022. What do you think you will do differently? How has it helped you shift and change your perspective about maybe how you operate or show up? Think about what it is or how it's going to help you now to perhaps accomplish the things that you had planned or intended to and just never did. And I'd like us to affirm to ourselves as I read this prayer to affirm it. Dear God, Spirit, Divine Mother, on this day I ask you to grant this request. May I know who I am and what I am. Every moment of every day. May I be a catalyst for light and love, and bring inspiration to those whose eyes I meet. May I have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict. And the courage to speak my voice, even when I am scared. May I have the humility to follow my heart and the passion to live my soul's desires. May I seek to know the highest truth and dismiss the gravitational pull of my lower self. May I embrace and love the totality of myself, my darkness as well as my light, May I be brave enough to hear my heart, to let it soften so that I may gracefully choose faith over fear. Today is my day to surrender anything that stands between the sacredness of my humanity and my divinity. May I be drenched in my holiness and engulfed by your love. May all else melt away. And so it is. That was by Debbie Ford. So I invite you to take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. And as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God, the life force, the energy, the spirit, the eternal presence is right where we are. That there is nowhere where God is not. So as we consciously commune with the ground of our being, God in us as us at this time, we include all people. We hold in our hearts all people of our wonderful, beautiful world that God created. We hold in our hearts all peoples because we recognize our oneness with each other and with the divine ground of being, the Holy of Holies, the Mother, the Father, the Spirit that we call God. As we're linking hearts and minds across the airwaves with one another and extending it out to our families and friends, to our neighborhoods and our nation, and to all peoples of this world, and to all sentient beings of our world. We are feeling and knowing our oneness to each other, our oneness with God. Divine Mother, Father God, as we enter into this new year, more awake and more connected than ever before to our remembrance of our oneness with you, our oneness with each other, our oneness with all of life, we ask that 2022 be a year like none before it. That it be a year when we are awake to the truth of who we are and whose we are. That we can remember in our dark moments that we are children of the Most High God. That we are one with the infinite intelligence, the divine life that is permeating in and through and as us. That this year and this moment is a good moment to remember this truth. That you said, behold, I make all things new. That the things that we have let go of, that they remained let go of and released. That the things that we are grateful for 21 serves as the foundation for that which we will be grateful for in 2022. That we open up our hearts and minds to be aware that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor the heart of man perceiveth the good things prepared for those that love you. As we love you with all our hearts and all our souls, we are grateful for all our blessings that are coming and flowing to us from the seen and unseen in this new year. We are grateful for health and wholeness radiating in and through our physical body, our mental body, our emotional bodies, our etheric bodies. We are grateful for the friends and family that we love and love us in return and that have been by our sides throughout. We are grateful, Mother, Father, God, for your presence that ever renews, that ever replenishes, that ever continues to reveal our highest good if we have the heart open to hear, to realize all that is being revealed to us by your still small voice. Let us step forward, let us step boldly, let us step faithfully into this new year, trusting like never before in you and in your availability and ability to do exceedingly more than we can ask or think. Mother, Father, God, for all the needs of all your children, wherever they may be, we ask that you bless and supply as only you can. We ask for our government leaders as well, as we hold them too in this love and in this light, that truly the Spirit of God in them quickens within them, that they may truly be the expression of the life and love that you are. Mother, Father, God, our teacher said that we were to be in this world, but not of this world. When things seem complicated and overwhelming, may we remember this teaching that he shared. For anything I have failed to ask, I know that you will not fail to bless us, for it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom that contains all good. For everything that we experienced in 2021, we glorify in giving you thanks and praise. And for everything that will happen in 2022, we say thank you, Lord. So for your continued showing and expressing of your blessings and mercies and grace in our life, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands to the sky and wiggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down, over your heart and affirm, I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Our science of mind affirmation, repeat after me, excuse me, love flows through my very being.
Love flows through my very being.
Touching everyone I meet. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed, I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself
and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace.
May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. My rumination is one of my favorite Rumi poems that I wanted to share. I've shared it before, but it deserves a second sharing. This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meaningless, that some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight, the dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. I thought that was a perfect quote for Rumi to share and end our New Year's Day celebration. So, beloveds, as always, there will be our 10 at 10 on Thursday. And my closing benediction is by Susie Larson. May God unearth the unsettled and unhealed places in your life so he can heal and renew and restore you. May she reveal a fresh revelation of her love and a new assurance of her grace. May he pour the oil of joy and gladness over your head. May she give you pools of blessings to splash your feet in. May his unfathomable greatness bring a fresh mystery to your powers and perspective. And today, throughout the day, may you look up above your circumstances and remember that you're somebody that God loves, treasures, equips, and calls. And she will make a way where there's been no way. Trust in them and choose joy. So, my beloveds, as we've come to the end of our first Sunday Soul Connection for 2022, my closing song is by Colton Dixon, entitled Made to Fly. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hold your head high. It's just one moment in all.
Dixon, and you were made to fly. Beloved, I wish you a very happy new year, and whatever you're doing today, peace and blessings.